what's your name, who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time to show? To show you what you need to live, tell it to me slowly. Tell you what I really wanna know. It's the time of the season for loving. What's your name, who's your daddy? Fresco and Dusty are number one. And Mac is cool, but Chow, I'm sorry, but they must be stopped. They must be stopped. Fresco and Dusty are number one. And Mac is cool, but Chow, I'm sorry, but they must be stopped. They must be stopped.
This is it, huh? Fantastic.
It's so good.
So good. It is. Yeah. A friend of mine discovered me an app called SUNO over the weekend. And you just basically type in what you want, and they just create the whole song for you. And so I literally put in there like 90s song, Fresco and Dusty are number one, Mac is Cougar Chow. That's all I put in, and they came up. It's a great hook. I mean, it really is. It's a great hook.
It's a Fresco. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, do we have just the hook? We need to play that for all the folks to know that. Because it really is.
And Mac is just Cougar Chow. Yeah. How'd you get the short end of the stick?
Mac is Cougar Chow.
It works. It fits. If it wasn't funny, I wouldn't have sent it. But I mean, that's what happens, you know. A couple of cocktails later, and you're creating all these great fake songs, you know, on this app. And so I reached my limit. Now they want me to pay $8 a month for 250 songs a day. They're limiting me to like 10 songs per day. I'm like, damn, that was
250 songs a day.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how fast you can go through a lot of this kind of stuff. I mean, I made 10 songs about my sister and I growing up in 2 seconds. And so it goes very fast. So I'm thinking, hey, $8 may be a pretty good investment. So you could pick. I mean, it's great. It really is. It's hysterical to see this kind of stuff. Just type in anything that you want, what kind of song you want, and it just spits it out. And I'm not an AI guy. This is fun use of AI, though. This isn't harming anybody, right? This isn't ruining somebody's character or person or something like that, or portraying somebody that they're not.
Brock from the Old Number 5 has texted in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Fresco and Dusty are number one. And Mac is cool, but Chow, I'm sorry, but they must be stopped. They must be stopped.
Why would they need to be stopped?
You must stop the song. We're number one, man. Gotta be stopped. That's awesome.
See, that doesn't make much sense. No, we don't need to be stopped. We need to keep this train going. It's good for everybody involved. It's good for you guys involved. It's good for us. It's good for everybody. So we need to keep the train rolling at number one. I will say that. And Mac is definitely Cougar Chow. So if you're, 55 and over? Is that what you're looking at? You got card. Call Mac.
Yes. Hit me up.
Mac's awesome.
He'd be a great wingman at the VFW.
Yes, you would. It'd be fantastic.
And what war were you in?
Let me tell you.
The works in the restaurant. Lost a lot of guys in that restaurant.
I'll tell you, the VFW in downtown Fargo, North Dakota, that was one of those deals. Like, we got to go to the VFW, right? Because, you know, the VFW's like $2 beers and whatnot. This place, I mean, I've never seen anything like neon signs. It was like a normal bar. Walked in, turned around, walked right back out. There were some ladies in there that would have been all over Mac, let me tell you. Virginia Slim one hand, Mick Ultra in another. Yeah, Chardonnay in front. Mm. Shot of, Rumpelmintz staring at her.
And, let's go.
Yeah, looking for Macs all over the place.
This week.
Yes, sir. The VFW and Lee Summit does karaoke on Friday nights.
Do they really?
I better believe it.
Oh.
Kurt Warner had this to say about your Kansas City Chiefs from the VFW to KW.
I'm one of those guys that I'm never going to, you know, say anybody besides the Chiefs until the Chiefs show me that they can't figure out ways to win. I mean, they've done it so many different ways, which is, I think, been the most impressive thing to me, is that sometimes they've done it with offense, sometimes they've done it with defense. Patrick knows how to make the right play in the moment. And, you know, we saw that in the championship game, you know, when Buffalo had the chance to make their plays in the moment and they didn't. And Patrick and company made their plays in the moment. And so when you've got a team like that and they're going up against other really good teams, Buffalo and Baltimore and those teams that we know are going to be there, what separates the Chiefs is that they have the pedigree to Say they made the play in the moment. Whoever's needed to make that play, a block kick here or a defensive stop there or Patrick making a great play or somebody that we don't really expect stepping up and making a play offensively to finish a game for them. There's just something about that organization that says they do that differently than those other teams have. Those other teams haven't played their best in the biggest moments. And so right now, I'm still going to say the Chiefs, although I think we all expect at some point Baltimore, Buffalo are going to have to break through with those great quarterbacks that they have. I'm just not ready to say definitively it's going to be this year because I think the Chiefs are still there and have to be taken down.
Mandatory listening for anybody who watches football. Seriously, anybody who watches or covers the NFL, that is mandatory listening because that is as well said as anybody this side of us has said about the Kansas City Chiefs. And to have that national perspective is very refreshing. Hall of Fame quarterback, played the game, understands the game, knows what he's looking for, not a hot take artist, not trying to get clicks, not trying to increase his value for his next career move or anything like that, not trying to have a hot take to get noticed for 2 minutes. That was just a brilliant take by Kurt Warner. And the one thing that he said there that for me is what everybody needs to hear, they figure out ways to win. That was the key takeaway for me from Kurt Warner. They figure out ways to win. And that's what they do. No other team can figure it out like the Chiefs. And he goes, and then Buffalo and Baltimore, like, you eventually got to break through, but I'm not ready to pick you yet because the Chiefs always figure out ways to win. 13 seconds, down 24, overtime in the Super Bowl. They figure out ways to win that a lot of other teams just can't do. That was brilliant by Kurt Warner. Must listen for anybody that covers the NFL.
Do you want to hear this brilliant comment?
Let's just think about the seasons Joe Burrow has actually finished. In two of those seasons, you go to the AFC Championships. In one of those seasons, you advance. And then you look at last year, and he's the best quarterback in the world, and it's not a conversation. I was talking this offseason to a lot of defensive coaches, and I was talking to a defensive coach, and he talked to me about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. And he says to me, he was like, bro, he's like, those dudes just know how to make something out of nothing. But the reason he thought Joe Burrow was the best was, he said, but Joe Burrow never misses the something. There's something to be said for a dude that knows how to put the football where it's supposed to go.
Did he talk to Steve Spagnuolo on the quarterback episode and that was his defensive coordinator? Is that Ryan Clark's? Is that his source right there? Steve Spagnuolo's clip on the quarterback. Is that your source, Ryan Clark? Because it sure sounds a lot like what Steve Spagnuolo said on the quarterback. That's what I'm going with. Ryan Clark is claiming Steve Spagnuolo is his source on this one because it's exactly what Steve Spagnuolo said. I know Planet is Joe Burrow, the best quarterback in the NFL. There are two guys that are head and shoulders above him, maybe even a third in Lamar. And if you're the best quarterback on the planet, you find ways to win like Patrick Mahomes does. That's what makes Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback on the planet, Ryan. He finds ways to win. Kurt Warner just said it, figures it out all the time. Joe Burrow, once.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes has the refs, though.
Yeah, that is true.
Burrow does it without the referees.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And Josh Allen, you know, he gets screwed by the refs when he can't get a yard. It was a first down. I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes has help. Burrow has the world. Joe Burrow's got gravity, ocean, everything you want. He's got it all.
Ryan Clark came out of the gate on fire when he started this career in broadcasting. He's gone downhill in a big way since. It really has gone downhill. And I love Ryan Clark. 3 years ago, I was like, anything Ryan Clark says, I'm in on. And then he's fallen into the same trap I think a lot of the national broadcasters have fallen into. They feel like the Chiefs are boring them. They need something new. They need to find a way to get attention for themselves. Look at me. So then I'm going to go out there and I'm going to make dumb statements. And that's a dumb opinion by Ryan Clark. It's a bad opinion by Ryan Clark. Joe Burrow is not the best quarterback on the planet. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback on the planet until he walks out the door, until he tells us he's not.